This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 9th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom vetoes housing aid to undocumented immigrants. First Partner secures $53 million for farm to school, and cattlemen celebrate legislative win. Newsom vetoes aid to help undocumented immigrants buy homes. Governor Gavin Newsom has rejected a controversial measure to make undocumented immigrants eligible to access state grants for purchasing homes. In his veto statement, Newsom reasoned the state has finite funding available for the programs and is grappling with a budget shortfall. He worried AB 1840 would inhibit the state's ability to manage its resources effectively. Republicans immediately celebrated Newsom's decision. Senate Republican Caucus Chair Kelly Ciarto of Merida called it a bad public policy to expand programs during a deficit. Newsom and First Partner announced $53 million for farm to school. The governor and California First Partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom awarding nearly $53 million in grants through CDFA's Farm to School Incubator Program. Despite 2 years of state budget deficits, Siebel Newsom has successfully grown the program and expanded the locally grown meals to nearly half of all K-12 California students. Siebel Newsom said the program ensures students have access to two meals a day that are, quote, locally sourced, climate smart, and offered to students alongside hands-on educational opportunities in school gardens, farms, and kitchens. Newsom signs cattlemen's bill. In the same legislative update on Friday, Newsom shared that he has signed a bill sponsored by the California Cattlemen's Association. AB 2436 enables CDFA's Bureau of Livestock Identification to remain revenue neutral in the years to come, that according to CCA. The California Farm Bureau and Western United Dairies also supported the measure. AB 2436 increases various inspection fees per head of cattle from $1.50 to $1.60. It raises the reinspection fee from 70 cents per head to 80 cents, and it bumps the carcass inspection fee from $2 to $2.10. CDFW confirms a dozen wolf attacks in late spring. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife on Friday released its quarterly update on gray wolves. From April to June, officials confirmed 12 depredation incidents on livestock, with another determined as likely a wolf kill as well. All were calves aside from one llama. The whaleback pack in Siskiyou County with at least 7 adult wolves accounted for half of the attacks. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers to returning lawmakers, we can't wait for a farm bill. Lawmakers returning from their summer recess this week will be feeling renewed pressure from commodity groups to take action on a farm bill. Some 300 organizations are sending a letter to congressional leaders today appealing for a farm bill, and teams of farmers representing a cross-section of commodity groups will be fanning out across Capitol Hill this week to make the pitch in person. It is critical that Congress pass a new farm bill that strengthens the safety net, as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and this is causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate. Some will have challenges as they seek operating credit for the 2025 crop year, the letter says. The letter also says Safety net provisions in current law have not kept pace with inflation and are at this point far below the threshold necessary to provide effective relief to our farmers. Take note, a number of ag leaders, including representatives of farm credit institutions, will be accompanying the teams of farmers who will be visiting congressional offices this week. Farm Credit System spokesperson Debbie Wing said, America's farmers and ranchers need certainty while facing a more challenging economic environment that was exacerbated by the summer's harsh weather, both flooding and drought across regions of the country. Keep in mind, passing a farm bill this year remains a very heavy lift. The House Ag Committee's bill faces a $33 billion funding gap that has yet to be resolved, and the Senate Ag Committee has made no progress on a bill. Now for more on the farm bill and a packed D.C. agenda ahead, read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA farm income called false positive. The GOP staff of the Senate Ag Committee is trying to add some perspective to USDA's updated farm bill forecast. In a memo titled A False Positive, USDA Farm Income Projection, the GOP staff says the improved forecast of net farm income serves to mask the downturn in revenue from major row crops. The forecast, which states in bold type, total cash receipts forecast to decline for second straight year in 2024, works to conceal the real economic challenges facing America's farm and ranch families, the memo says. It goes on, quote, the farm-level profitability projections for corn, soybeans, hogs, wheat, cotton, and other crops are the worst, or among the worst, in the last 15 years when adjusted for inflation. Implications that the farm economy is closing out a four-year streak of net farm income above the 20-year average fail to adequately put in perspective the dire economic hardships now faced by large segments of the agricultural economy. Foreign land bill to hit House floor tomorrow. The House set to consider a bill this week that would ban individuals and companies owned by, controlled by, or subject to the jurisdiction of the governments of Iran, North Korea, China, or Russia from purchasing or leasing agriculture land. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse's bill, the Protecting America's Agriculture Land from Foreign Harm Act, would not require any of the current landowners affiliated with the programs to divest land, but would bar them from participating in Ag Department programs. Take note, according to USDA data, Chinese investors reported owning almost 350,000 U.S. agriculture acres in 2022. The Chinese government did not have any direct filings. What about other countries? Iran investors held 1,749 acres in 2022. Russia investors held 73. No North Korean investors reported holding land. Here's today's final word. Farm workers across our state deserve to be acknowledged and treated with the utmost dignity and respect. That's Assemblymember Robert Rivas sharing his support for the passage of SB 1299 to make it easier for farm workers to claim workers' comp for heat-related injuries. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.